You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show.
Yeah, what? Here we are. Here we are, another Wednesday night. It is me, John Barrett, and him,
Jack Waz, and
Phil Svitek in the booth, making the noises.
That's me, baby.
So, let's get into it.
We're back. This was a fantastic episode.
Oh, man, we're back, and South Park is back with their lovelily titled Jubacabra.
It's a return to form after the past couple weeks, which have been super aimless.
But before we get too deep into this, guys, girls, people of various non-gender-specific things.
Or non-religious.
Religious?
Non-religious.
There was no religion implied.
You dumb fuck. You got a college education.
Let me tell you about a little book. This book here, The Every Girl's Guide to Life by Maria Menounos.
It actually comes with a built-in sound chip. Which
when
those, you open the cover,
those sounds are made by the book.
Yeah, it's like one of those Hallmark cards. You open it, and you either get cheers or jeers.
You're making me horny.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. The book has some great things in it. That's actually Maria's natural speaking voice. What you hear on, what is she on, Extra or Access Hollywood or Insider?
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those shows. Who gives a shit?
It's pitch corrected.
Yeah, it's auto-tuned. Same with Dancing with the Stars. They have to live pitch correct her, which is really impressive.
Yeah, they're really good at that. But anyway, as I was saying, you guys saw Garden State, right? And how the Shins changed your life. This book...
You got to hold it up a little bit more.
That book is your Shins?
This book is the Shins of books.
That's impressive.
You will stop taking your bipolar depression medicine, and your life will be better, and you won't go crazy from not being on your medication that you need that a doctor prescribed to you.
David Foster Wallace was busy reading this book before he killed himself. He stopped reading the book long enough to take his own life.
And so we bring David Foster Wallace back into this.
Fuck that guy.
Jack and I have a little feud. He can't read, and I think David Foster Wallace
I can
great.
Read. I just prefer Garfield books.
Right. I'm sorry.
For example, Garfield sitting around the house.
Our systems detect that a host has wandered off the subject. Please return at once.
Phil, I like having you out here a lot more because you don't get as many of those awful sound effects.
Yeah, I hate that thing. Anyway, I mean, it does that thing that I hate does raise a good point. There was an episode of South Park tonight.
There was.
And it was pretty gosh darn good.
I don't know why, but all of South Park's Easter episodes are just fantastic. They knock them right out of the park.
Yeah, which is weird because Easter is just not a holiday with a lot to say.
I mean, South Park tends to do holiday episodes incredibly well.
Yeah, they nail them.
Their Halloween episodes, their Christmas episodes, I mean, the Easter episodes, they really have a fantastic sensibility when it comes to... I mean, a lot of shows fall on holiday episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, and this one, but this one.
For me, Hair Club for Men, that was just a phenomenal, hilarious Easter...
That's one of the all-time greatest South Park episodes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this was quite on the level of Hair Club for Men, just because that was also just a really smart, pointed parody of
Da Vinci Code
and all that.
And Angels and Demons and
all that crap. Yeah, it was – that one was brilliant. Plus, it had Kyle actually killing Jesus.
Yeah.
Saying the words, please don't tell Eric Cartman about this.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some great moments in that episode. But there are some equally great moments in this episode, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, Chupacabra is fantastic.
I love that they open, Jack here was...
I was out drinking.
I was going to give you an out and say you were saving a busload of orphans.
While out drinking.
Oh. That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, they probably wouldn't have been in trouble if I wasn't drinking in the
first
place.
Yeah, that's what I figured that was implied.
Yeah.
But it starts with... this episode started with Kyle waking up and walking downstairs and hearing his mother... teach Eric Cartman what Passover is, which set off in my head, oh, God, this is going to be bad.
Yeah, anytime Judaism is brought up even remotely around Cartman, you know there's going to be a hate crime in the episode.
Oh, yes.
This wasn't quite as bad as Passion of the Jew, where Cartman led his own neo-Nazi rally down the street, but...
But it's up there. However... It's interesting because I have no idea whatsoever about the actual connection between Easter and Passover. Like, I know what Passover's about, you know? Like, I know what happened because the Rugrats did a really good Passover episode.
They did. Not as many goats with their throats slit in the Rugrats.
No, not as many lambs getting their throats slit. For those of you who are... not well-versed in either the Rugrats or Judaism, or tonight's episode of South Park, which sort of glances over all of this, Passover was when
I got the official definition, or slash description. Passover is a Jewish holiday and festival. Jesus, I'm reading this from far away.
You want me to just tell you? Because, like, I can tell
John
you.
John has it.
You're a scholar. Go ahead.
Basically, God started punishing the Egyptians for treating the Hebrews wrong. So Moses was like, yo, God, what's the deal? And God was like, here's the deal. And he laid out all the plagues that were going to befall everyone in Egypt and then said, but listen, you want to be cool with me, God? Stay in your houses and paint some lamb's blood on it. And I'll be like, oh, all right, these are my people. I'm not going to smite them.
I'm not going to make their children's heads explode.
Not going to make their children's heads explode. So while this was a pretty graphic depiction of all that,
it was
that's
pretty accurate.
What the Bible says happened.
Yeah, although I'm not sure there's a part in the Bible where Pharaoh talks about letting the Jews go would be like the North letting the South go in the Civil War.
Yeah, I don't know if that would have made sense. I mean, you know, obviously, duh. Like, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
But, you know... I don't think it happened in the Bible.
Probably not.
I mean, Jack can't read, so he doesn't know.
I mean, I think it happened in the Bible, but one of the non-canon verses.
Right.
There's a lot of really weird non-canon stuff.
That's
in the
Bible. Good point. Yeah, it's like like Star Wars fan fiction in the Bible.
It is. It's.
Speaking of which, speaking of Star Wars fan fiction Bible stuff, we've got this Easter celebration with the bunnies and the eggs going on, and
which, as we all know, is celebrating Saint Peter
the rabbit. You should all know that that's canon from South Park. I love that the whole conceit of this episode is that Cartman invented a Jewish chupacabra known as the Jubacabra so that he could scare everyone out of the Easter egg contest held by Superfun. Or Superfoods, whose only grocery store whose only concerns are safety and fun.
And they're fourth in fun and sixth in safety.
Fourth in fun and sixth in safety. So Eric is trying to scare everyone out of their Easter egg contest so that he can win.
But as it turns out, he gets in a heap of trouble.
Goddamn.
Which is one of the better recurring gags tonight.
So here's the... we get Cartman at... Cartman's most Cartman-y.
Yeah, I mean,
in this episode, I
rewatched Scott Tenorman Must Die the other night,
uh-huh.
And you know they've really gotten away from the whole Cartman's a violent sociopath thing,
right.
The past couple seasons. But my God, was that in full form? Tonight.
It was great because the whole conceit of the episode in the first half is that Cartman is a selfish prick, and he'll do whatever he can to get his way, including. Fake a Jewish chupacabra to one, win the egg hunt, and two, get superfood to fly him to, as he pronounces it, Nassau in the Bahamas.
And that was so great. I mean, I love how they set it up where everyone placated to him.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
And because Carmen's a terrorist, and he has to get what he wants, or everyone loses.
Yeah.
So he gets to go on the shark-infested slip and slide.
And that's a real thing.
I know, in Atlantis. That, I mean, nice plug for Atlantis. They made it look really fun. I want to go there now.
Yeah, I want to go to Atlantis, too.
I want
to... Atlantis? Hook us up.
Atlantis people, we will go there, and we're not anti-Semitic.
Be better than Dodge, because Dodge didn't give me a free Dodge after thanking Dodge after Archer.
That's because Dodge is a bunch of buttfuckers. There's a reason there's a reason the American car mark is in the fucking toilet.
I didn't say that. Jack did.
I didn't say that. Our good sponsors Bing and Akamai Technologies did.
God damn it. But Atlantis. Atlantis is mad cool, yo.
Yeah, Mantis is... Mantis?
Yeah.
Mantis. Mm-hmm. Mantis, the casino resort.
Praying mantises.
I love it. Anyway, so Carmen gets to go on the super cool water slide, and then fly back to Colorado and meet the Bigfoot guys.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
That was great.
As someone that actually works in reality TV, God, that felt just so nice. Just getting to watch that, because it's all a bunch of crap.
Yeah. Before we get too into that part of the topic, I just want to point out some of the really Cartman-y lines that Cartman has. When he first goes on the hunt for the Jubacabra with Butters, he trains Butters to say the mating call of the Jubacabra, which is, "No Christ! No Christ! I'm really not buying this whole Christ thing." Which is... terrific, because obviously that's all Jews talk about is...
Jesus is a lie.
Is how Jesus...
Jesus is a lie.
Right. How Jesus is not the divine son of God, or God made man, depending on which particular sect of the Christian church
What was the one line, right when I went to take a pee? That was fantastic.
Hebrew jeebies?
Not Hebrew jeebies, although that's pretty wonderful.
He has no idea that Jesus died for our sins, I think is one of the,
that's it.
I think that was in reference to the Jubacabra. But it was in the
Superfoods headquarters.
Okay.
So, oh my God, just a good episode.
Oh man. And then another great, moment of Cartman being Cartman is when he's actually convinced that the Jubacabra exists and he's trying to protect himself from it. He stations himself in a church alone and has the rest of the kids
stand guard shotgun outside. And then they go to Wing Street, of course.
Oh, man, I want wings. I want some damn wings.
I love that song.
Says.
Jesus loves me, this I know, because Republicans tell me so.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And then he gets kidnapped by kidnapped by Superfood, which puts him in a heap of trouble.
Yep.
Heeb, which for those of you who are not racist, is a epithet for Jewish folk.
Yep.
And short for Hebrew.
So they put him in a bunny costume, in a great flashback to Hair Club for Men.
Yep.
And chain him to a rock, much like Jurassic Park.
As bait. And then smear his face with blood.
Chicken blood.
Because that's how you attract the Jubacabra, obviously.
So we see scary eyes looking at him.
Right.
And we're thinking, oh, you know, Jubacabra might actually exist.
Mm-hmm.
Weirder things have happened in South Park.
But no.
It's the
cryptozoologist.
Let's get over to the
cryptozoology and those sort of stupid reality shows. Yeah.
Well, before we do, I just want to make one comment real quick.
Yeah.
I love how the Superfood guys, or one of them, goes to Kyle's
house. Oh, my God. Now, listen, Superfoods is not anti-Semitic.
But
if there is a Jubacabra, just let it know that there's a sacrifice for it in the park tonight. Jesus. Oh, man.
I love whenever you hear the phrase, blank isn't an anti-Semitic organization,
but.
One of the greatest conceits in the English language.
Yeah, really. I'm not a racist, but. Also, and just one last thing about Cartman being Cartman is after he's made his conversion to Judaism, and he says, "Christ did not die for our sins, and God is angry." That's his. He's got such a basic understanding of what Judaism is.
Exactly. I love his flashback. Well, so the cryptozoologists shoot him with a tranquilizer.
Yep.
Falls face down, and he's in ancient Egypt.
He is the son of the pharaoh, who, I mean, is going to get smited super hard. Like, yeah. Super.
Like, face explodingly hard.
Yeah. And so we watch him experience all the plagues, the locusts, raining frogs, which, as everyone pointed out, and I've always thought, that's a dick move, God.
Yeah, I mean,
God, what the hell, dude?
Oh, like, I do love Cartman screaming, "God's not a dick." He really is.
He is a total dick.
God's an asshole.
So then, obviously, it gets to the next level of the plague, which is killing the firstborn son of every Egyptian family, and Cartman starts watching every firstborn male child's head explode. And there's this one mother with her toddler, like her 2-3-year-old son, and his last words are, "Mommy, don't let God kill me." And then his head blows up, and then finally Cartman's head, like,
it goes full on scanners,
just boom, straight up David Cronenberg stuff right there.
It really was. Although he died in his dream, yet he was still screaming on the ground.
Yeah, that's weird.
Can you die in a dream and not wake up?
Bruce Springsteen taught me that if you die in your dreams, you really die in your sleep.
Huh.
I think that's a line. That's a line.
Is he a registered psychologist?
Yes.
Or psychiatrist?
Yes. And that's a line from one of the songs on Tunnel of Love.
Can we talk about him and the Pharaoh and talking about the South and the North?
We mentioned that.
Yeah, ass.
Oh, well, whatever.
Why don't you pay attention to your own show, Phil?
Yeah, get out of the fucking booth and in here with us. Like, man.
Your head is so far up your ass that it's back at where your head should be again.
Let's try to come up with a better one, but I got nothing.
There we go. Anyway, so we've got these cryptozoologists, which, in my opinion, continues the latest South Park trend of going after targets that just
the low hanging fruit.
Who cares?
Yeah,
but they did a good job.
Yeah, they do something here that's really clever. Well, not clever, it's straight up mean, and it's fantastic.
Which is, anyone who believes in Bigfoot is either lying or stupid.
And they're all stupid.
They're exactly correct, and these people are stupid. Bobo, what do you think? Bobo thinks scary!
Well, their justification for shooting him was like, "We need proof! Here's God Bobo shoot him with."
We need evidence.
Evidence, that's it.
Do either of you watch that show on Animal Planet, Finding Bigfoot?
God, no.
Nope.
No, so we have no... Damn. If only.
I've seen a few episodes of it, and there is a guy who looks like Bobo.
It's pretty on the mark.
Like, it's pretty spot on for how that group looks. They're, like, real backwoods. Like, real... I mean, I think they're in the Pacific Northwest...
Yeah.
But, like, they look like real deep South types.
I can't remember who it was. One of my buddies worked on the lot where the production offices for Chasing Bigfoot was.
Uh-huh.
And he would actually stop by the office and talk to the PA and be like, "Hey, you find Bigfoot yet?" Just so he could be a dick.
Oh, God. But, yeah, totally accurate to my experience with the Finding Bigfoot show.
Oh, yeah.
Also, cryptozoologist is a really, like, sciencey sounding name for a bunch of people who look at hoax videos all the time.
Yeah. I love the dragon clip art of a dog to prove that it can't be the same size.
It's way bigger than this clip art of a dog we dragged in. Usually they're yellow. Oh, my goodness.
This is a great episode.
Didn't match either.
Yep. Yeah, the temperature didn't match what a normal dog... I guess a normal dog is yellow. Temperature. Those temperature things that you're doing on those, that is for color temperature. Yeah. That's not designed to measure the actual physical
skin
temperature. Because, I mean, not to totally nerd out, But Cartman's camera was just an HD camera.
Yeah,
it was
it had
not
no,
an infrared camera.
Yeah. It wasn't like Predator eyes. He had nothing that could really...
They were just looking at HD footage of it. Like, you can't transfer the heat vision onto that.
Thank you, John. So we get to the end of the episode, and all the kids are running around playing, and Cartman tries to give his big speech about converting to Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
And he's called a heathen.
That's right. Because now he's a heathen. He is.
Now he knows that God is a dick.
God is angry, and Christ did not die for our sins. And with that...
I say, how are they going to return to the status quo next week?
I really don't know, but I think that's a question for another section.
It is. Let's go to commercial.
But anyway, Christ did not die for our sins, and God is angry, so let's go to commercial on that.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Literary genius and I'm dead.
Now, you're AfterBuzz TV.
Thanks. Thanks for coming back in on Jack's impression of David Foster Wallace. All right, so I predict that they've got a little bit of a, you know, corner writing situation that they have to get out of.
Yeah, because Cartman's now Jewish.
Yeah, Cartman's now a devout Jew.
So how are they going to play with that?
Another dream sequence where Jesus comes back? I don't know.
Yeah, we haven't seen Jesus since Hair Club for Men.
Yeah, we haven't seen...
It's been a while. He used to be a recurring character in South Park.
Yeah, so I think maybe we'll see Jesus come back.
That'd be fun.
Knock some sense into Cartman that he can see the light of Christ again.
You know, at the end of that, I was really expecting the Chupacabra to actually show up and start slaughtering children.
Yeah, I was hoping for that. In my head. I don't know if I was hoping for it. I just, like, that's the expectation that was set up for me.
Yeah, and but I didn't quite deliver. Still, good episode.
Yeah, very, very solid episode.
So, predictions. What other low-hanging fruit is there that go after?
I mean...
I don't know, TV dinners?
Yeah.
Lady drivers?
Pet rocks, leisure suits.
Yeah, lapels.
Ankles, seeing ankles.
Probably...
Jazz.
Yeah, I can see them doing a whole episode on jazz.
Yeah, they're going to do a jazz episode.
It was the demon's music.
Yeah, and about how all these drunkards are partying to jazz and smoking their marijuana cigarettes.
Yeah,
and,
damn flappers.
Yeah, with their short hair and smoking cigarettes in public like men.
You know, I would I'd actually really like to see, one of my favorite all-time South Park episodes was Return of the Two Towers... Return of the Fellowship of the Rings to the Two Towers. Fantastic episode, did a Lord of the Rings parody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super into Game of Thrones now, and I really want them to do a Game of Thrones thing, because all the show is titties and violence.
Yeah.
And South Park can do that so well.
But they tell human stories in a fantasy setting.
It's true.
So maybe. That's a little bit medium hanging fruit, yeah. I'd say.
It's in the zeitgeist, but it's not quite...
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, the lowest hanging fruit, and, like, basically they've already done a Jersey Shore episode, and, like,
yeah.
based on the trajectory of this season, like, I feel like that's where they'd end up going.
Yeah.
Despite it being a 3-year-old reference at this point, I guess 2, I don't know.
Jersey Shore?
Yeah. Like, it'd be hot to make a joke about Jersey Shore like 3 years ago.
Yeah. But they already did 3 years ago.
Right. I don't know.
I don't know.
So there it is.
Cool. Wrapping it up.
Yeah, right on. I'm John Barrett.
Can I say my name?
No.
Well, fuck you then.
That's Jack Waz. You can say your name now.
Jack Waz. That's a great name.
It is a good name.
We got Phil Svitek in the booth.
Phil Svitek's on in there.
What's up? I you know, here's my prediction. I would did you guys hear the story about the kid who filmed his roommate having gay sex?
No.
Yes.
Well, it turned out to be incompletely true.
Completely untrue?
That's it.
No, yeah, the guy who was filmed having... It wasn't even having sex. It was just, like, making out with his boyfriend. After he found out that his roommate had been filming it and broadcasting on Twitter and Facebook, he jumped off the George Washington Bridge.
Cool.
So Phil wants to see the lighter version of that.
Well, guess what? It turns out that it's a complete farce. The kid didn't even do it.
Didn't jump off the bridge? Because that kid's fucking dead.
No, the kid jumped off the bridge. But that's because he was depressed, not because the roommate did anything.
Well, also the roommate got sentenced to, what, like 5 years or something like that? Tyler Clemente is the case.
Phil wants that to be next week's episode. Anyway, you can find me on Twitter at J. Dugan Barrett.
You can find me on Twitter at Jack Waz.
You can find me on Tumblr at botmarykill.tumblr.com. And remember to keep checking out AfterBuzz TV and see us next week.
And rate and comment on iTunes.
And see us next week. Same bat time.
Same bat place.
Channel.
Yeah, same shit.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.